So, Rebecca, now you were saying that you were a chef, or you worked in a kitchen, your previous job. Can you talk about that? Where did you work and what was it like?
Okay, I worked in a few different restaurants over several years, sometimes full time, sometimes part time. Sometimes I worked in busy city restaurants, and other times just small cafes doing breakfast, that kind of thing.
Okay, so you must have had a really busy routine. Can you describe what's the typical work day when you're a chef?
Well, usually you start preparing in the afternoon, and that's the quiet part of the day. You don't have any customers. You just come in and you chop up all the vegetables and things you need to do like that. You cook any food that can be cooked before and organize all the ingredients for the dishes. Then service starts at about 6 o'clock, and that's when it gets really crazy. It's really busy from then on, and you have to be very organized and cook everything as fast as possible.
Okay, sounds like a pretty busy schedule. When you're working, what do you enjoy about the job? What makes the job fun and interesting?
Actually, I like the pressure of cooking. It's stressful, but it's also exciting. It's like a game. You have to organize everything and you have to think of 60 things at once. It's really a really good atmosphere. Everybody's excited. Everyone has to work together. It's a team job, so you can make really close friends in a kitchen. It's fun to work with them.
Is there anything you didn't like for maybe the smell of the food or getting dirty or things like that?
No, that didn't bother me, but I used to travel home after work on the bus sometimes, and interestingly, even when it was full, I would always have a seat to myself because the smell of the food gets into your clothes, your hair, your
Right.
skin, everything. You smell like 50 different kinds of food. That's not a good thing.
Wow. Well, so did you have dogs or anything when you got home that they would be craving for you to walk through the door?
No, I didn't have dogs because I was scared they might eat me, you know? They might think I was a piece of steak or something.
All right. Thanks, Rebecca.